I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. The U.S. legislature is back in session after its winter recess, 2 weeks in which nothing was done, of course, although it can be argued it wasn't missed because it hasn't done much while in session. But it is back with some very important issues it could tackle. It could pass meaningful legislation. Will it? Or will it remain divided and seemingly broken? On its grocery list are averting another government shutdown, health care insurance, the Epstein files, and, well, hold the action now whether a president should topple a regime in a military attack and bring its president out to stand trial in the U.S., and whether it should limit the president's ability to take over Greenland, which the administration says is its right and duty to save NATO, and some countries in Latin America, including Cuba. Is that going to take priority now and leave everything else in the dust? Congressional hearings are scheduled this week with Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth. How much of that will be made public isn't known, but Democrats are making an effort to get what they call the War Powers Act passed that ostensibly will limit any further action by the Trump administration in Venezuela and elsewhere without congressional approval. They argue that's what the Constitution says. The administration says the president will act if there is a perceived emergency in any case. Government shutdown. Now, Congress did act on the SNAP program, which was a major hang-up last year, but health care spending remains a major sticking point in any budget negotiations. It is intensified now that millions of people are paying higher health care costs and the ACA tax credits have expired. Democrats still want extension, while Republicans at this point have not introduced any real plan that can gain traction. The president has proposed giving money directly to people rather than insurance companies. But to date, it's not nearly enough to cover the new expenses. And so far, it's just something that Trump has said. Before the end of last session, there was a huge clamor by Democrats to release more of the Epstein files, including cleaning up the heavily redacted ones that have already been made public. The co-sponsors of the legislation mandating the release of files, Representative Ro Khanna and Thomas Massie, say they will bring up contempt charges against AG Pam Bondi in an attempt to force her to comply with the law, but there doesn't seem to be a scheduled movement to do that. Pundits over and over again have said that there could be enough damaging information on Donald Trump and the Epstein files that conservative members of the GOP could turn on him, that information could be a poison pill. The president has time and again been able to miss and redirect that conversation to something else. This something else is pretty big. War. The threat of U.S. imperialism. So questions. Will this distract from what Democrats and some Republicans have said are very important issues now that they're back? Will it distract from doing something about health care and health care insurance? How about funding the government? Are we headed toward another shutdown? Are Americans going to be faced with just dealing with a D.C. swamp to what's become a D.C. quicksand until something can be done in November? And if the election were today, would there be a blue or red sweep? Is there any thought of impeachment processes in either the House or the Senate? How long can our democracy go on in this state of very little activity from two branches of the government while the executive branch sucks all the air out of the room? What makes sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.